That takes care of Guinea North. Going to Broome Center Road, I mentioned you had...
Right.
Okay. After Stanley Mace Farm, you had Silic Mace, brother to Stanley. And he had two daughters, Vera and Irene. And they both lived in the vicinity of Middleburg here when they were married.
Right.
Vera became Vera Brooks, and Irene became Irene Rivenberg, who's got relatives, has children around here now. Let's see, they went to, Silic died when I was a kid in store, quite young, like my Uncle Philip. He was quite young when he died in the Mackey area. Then to work the farm, Silic's widow, Ines, had her brother, Ivan Reed, there. And he worked the farm until they moved to Central Bridge area later. On that farm since then, George Bailey, who was Maud Hassan's brother, and Clyda Mace's brother, was on that farm after the Mace, after Silic Mace. And where he had always worked for farmers, like down on the plots and so on, he got his own farm. And he and Evelyn Scott Bailey, Evelyn Scott Bailey, were there. They had one child, Joyce. She's still there. The barn's gone. Les Sykes Stewart Mason's barn is gone.
Right.
They sold them and got them off the premises. Bulldozed it over. Now, going on out, the next was the Cooney Road on the left.
Right.
Cooney, C-O-O-N-L-E-Y. And that's never been, only barely maintained. Okay. Then you go on out.
Was anybody down there at all?
No, not that I remember
right.
living on there since when I was a kid or since. No. So just on... a ways on the left, where Jakey Lauchs lives now, was Bert Prober and his wife. And they had two daughters, Frida and Eva. And Bert used to take me fishing in the Gilboa Dam. He was a great fisherman. Yeah. And then past that, you come to the Chapel Church.
Right.
That has been active at times and inactive at times, but it's still going. Yeah. But by certain times, you know, they have services. Yeah. Then the road on the left by the Cat Chapel Church, I don't remember as well. Yes, we did have a customer or two, they even walk as far as the store. Yeah, Pickett lived over there, a man named Pickett. And
Burns?
No.
No, that's
no.
further down.
I don't
right.
think he was in relation to Burns.
What was his first name?
I don't know. We just called him Mr. Pickett, and he'd get a sack and get his groceries and walk home with it. He'd get right to the place where the old creamery stood.
Right.
And the farmers, when I was a kid, they took milk and cream there. It was cream, but then they changed the milk, and Laura and Levere Fox lived there. He was the manager of the milk plant. Levere Fox, L-A-V-E-R-E. And they moved from there to Mallory, New York, and he still did the same thing out there, but my father was good friends with him and kept in touch with him, and I remember when I was a kid, we stopped there once, stayed over. And that was out in Mallory, New York, near
right.
Syracuse, I think it is. I'm not sure. It's out western New York.
Yeah.
So then, past the creamery,
right.
there was a farm that is gone now, that Mrs. Lauchs here in Middleburg was on when I was in high school, but before that, it was a Spencer. That was called Spencer's. That was Imelda Spencer and Amos Flint were on that farm on the left. Amos became an insurance agent, and Imelda moved away. But they were there, coming to my father's door when I was a little kid. Then just past that was Ed and Leland Cook Farm, a very active dairy farm, where Harmon Purcell was later years. Amilda Spencer, she came back around Mackey many times to see people, and my grandmother and so on. Then, as I say, Ed and Leland Cook used to impress me when I was just a kid, and I got to be a young dairyman, for the amount of milk they made, see. And they'd come in the store, some people, and talk about it, how they made 9-10 cans of milk on that farm. Well, they also started selling gravel out of the gravel bank there, which years ago was 100 times bigger than it is now. But it always furnished gravel for all the roads for miles around. The town and county would draw gravel out of there. And that was on that farm. And I think they still go there and get gravel. I'm not sure. So anyway, from there, you get the Broome Center. And, of course, there was different ones that lived there. But they didn't come to the store too much because there was a store right in Broome Center. Bailey's store furnished them with bread and milk and so on. And then just down below the store, Franklin Hess lived, and he had two daughters who went to Middleburg School, and he was a cattle dealer. I think you mentioned him in the last,
right.
Yeah. And he was on the Middleburg School Gilboa School Board as clerk, I think it was, for a few years.
Right.
Then, still, we did have customers from beyond Broome Center. Out a ways was Harry Follin Farm on the right. And I don't know who lives there now, but it's changed hands 2-3 times. People from New York bought it. The reason I mention this is out just beyond them on the left was this, I think it's Blueberry Hill Road, I'm not sure, but Sauerbachers lived right at the corner, these German fellows. And they liked coming to my father's store, so they would come over and they learned how to dairy it and trusted my father to give him advice and so on, and were good friends. And I went there later and picked blueberries on them, because that over back there is Blueberry Hill, they call it.
Right.
Yeah.
There was a restaurant there, too.
Yes, there was later. Built,
and they had
right.
an airplane.
I was in just out of high school when the restaurant was built. That was Bill, his name was Bell, that built that restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Carried the stuff in on his back, a lot of it, and had a nice, beautiful place. They said I was never in it.
Mm.
But people that went there, even up from Middleburg, going up there to eat, and any kind of, you wore out and died. Yeah. There was one more family out in the middle of the what we call the Long Woods. They start right there,
mm-hmm.
Long Woods, and they go on the road to Powder Hollow. See?
Right.
But right there, out in the middle of the Long Woods, Ben LaHuda used to come to Gilboa School, and his parents lived there, and he was a cheerleader in the Gilboa School, and yeah, and he was a real lively kid in high school, and we called him Benny, and he was first, I think the only bar was any other boy cheerleaders ever, he was the first one, I think. I can't remember whether he led girls or there was any other boys in it or not. I was just in low grades. Yeah. Walked quite a ways to get out to Broome Center from the bus seat. And after a ball game, he had that long walk back in at night. But he did it.